Grab your big book, your pen, your highlighter, and notepad, and get ready to hear and apply some of the solution from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous through the experience, strength, and hope of Nikki M. To have a question addressed in a future episode of Noodle It Out with Nikki, please send an email to noodlewithnikki@gmail.com, and Nikki is spelled with two K's. To get a more interactive experience with Nikki as she noodles out life and recovery questions using the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, you can get a link to her weekly Noodle It Out with Nikki meeting held live on Zoom every Monday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The information to that meeting is in the show notes of this podcast. God morning, God afternoon, and God evening to all. My name is Justin B. I am a qualifying member of this fellowship and many other beautiful fellowships. I am the son of an all-powerful and all-loving God, and I'm living in the miracle of recovery, and I'm here with the intelligent agent, spearhead of God's ever-advancing creation, and my co-host, Nikki M. Nikki, please take a second, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Nikki M., and I'm an intelligent agent, spearhead of God's ever-advancing creation. And why do I say that? Well, that's what the book asks me to say. It says it's rather vain of me to think otherwise. And I'm just so grateful to be a member. That's the other thing. It doesn't say introduce yourself as an alcoholic or as an addict. It says introduce yourself when you're speaking publicly as a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I take that very serious. And we'll get more into that in a moment, I suppose.
Yeah, I think we will. I've got some interesting thoughts and questions for you here that I've been observing and getting some more insight into, and I'd like to dig into it a little bit deeper with you today. Now, this project called Noodle It Out with Nikki M is a part of the RICO 12 family of recovery resources, and you can find all of those resources in the show notes of this podcast. And at RICO12.com. If you have any questions that you'd like to send in to ask it for a future Noodle It Out with Nikki, send an email to noodlewithnikki@gmail.com. Nikki's with two K's, and we will get to those questions in the future. Excited to do that. So, Nikki, let's jump right in to a situation here that I had fairly recently that I'd like to dive into, because I've heard you talk about this a lot recently, and I'd like to kind of go into this a little bit. I was fairly recently asked to be a speaker in a meeting, in an AA meeting, and I gladly accepted. I was talking to the person who organized it to get, you know, what the expectations were and how I could best serve those that had asked me to speak. And it came down to them where I felt, in being honest, I needed to say, look, I suffer from the disease of alcoholism, but I'm one who has never even had a glass of wine in my life. I'm happy to share the insanity. I'm happy to share the powerlessness and the hopelessness of my journey, but I can't share about alcohol specific. And they uninvited me to speak. So tell me a little bit about your experience on what are your thoughts on that?
Okay, I've had the same experience. Nikki, are you a real alcoholic? Like, am I the Bill W type? That's a big no. That is a big no. I'm probably a type one, take it or leave it. Now, unlike you, Justin, have I, you know, hugged the porcelain God? Yeah, that's a big yes. Have I had my share of crying over a bottle of wine because he broke up with me? Yes. But I have a lot of friends who are food addicts, and they picked up alcohol at 40 years old. Like, it's crazy. I mean, they just switch addictions. I'm going to go here to the person who says, well, we don't want you, Justin. And I would take him to page 28. And I'm going to go through some pages here. And I want feedback on here. If you disagree, email Justin and myself. It says on page 29 that each individual in their personal stories describes in his own language, from his own point of view, the way he established his relationship with God. It doesn't say how you quit drinking, how you quit, you know, shoveling food down your throat or, you know, taking men hostage, Nikki. It says how you establish your relationship with God. That's on page 29. And then I would ask, well, where is an open and closed meeting? Because that's what we have here. An open meeting means anybody who's not an alcoholic can come in and listen. And that's why we have so many different fellowships. And I always trip out on that, because that's not what I understand my magic book to say. I mean, this is, it's like you know, you could read, people read the Torah and it's translated in so many different ways. Or how about Christianity? There's one Bible, but there's 700 different forms of Christianity. So on page 563 of the 12 traditions long form, tradition 3 says our membership ought to include all who suffer from alcoholism. Justin, you just said it. You suffer from alcoholism without even trying a sip of alcohol. And I know that to be true. You know, you and I are on a common journey here. We've been together for, you know, I'm not your sponsor, you're not my sponsor, but we're commencing shoulder to shoulder. And yes, I too suffer from alcoholism. I've lost two stepfathers to the disease of alcoholism. One dropped dead at 47 and another one, you know, five or six years ago, killed himself. So when I say I suffer this disease, my mother lives in my house. I mean, this is a family disease. So that's long form. Why did we shorten it? Because if you look across on page 562, it says the only requirement for AA membership is a desire to stop drinking. That's not what this says. Let me read the full tradition 3. Our membership ought to include all who suffer from alcoholism. Hence, we may refuse none who wish to recover. So who is this person telling you you're not welcome? Nor ought AA membership ever depend upon money or conformity. Any two or three alcoholics, yes. Maybe you're a dry drunk. I mean, what does that mean? Gathered together for sobriety may call themselves an AA group, provided that as a group, they have no other affiliation. I mean, that's how I read it. I'd love to noodle this out with more people. Then I like to turn to page 159. And I love this because this is a vision. This was Bill's vision for you, Justin. This is Bill's vision for me, Nikki M. And this is Bill's vision for everyone out there. It says at the very bottom, in addition to these casual get-togethers, it became customary to set apart one night a week for a meeting to be attended by anyone or everyone interested in a spiritual way of life. I mean, what does that mean? That you're not welcome? This is the vision. See, we've been so programmed into, I don't know what message is in the rooms, because literally I've had to start my own meeting, as you know, a few times, not just Noodle with Nikki. I started a big book Wednesday night SLAA meeting because my home group wouldn't let me use the big book. Now that was weird too, when every 12-step group is born out of the big book. I mean, even in Al-Anon, do you know that in Al-Anon, and I wish Al-Anon Intergroup or the World Services would contact me, why is it not literature approved big book, or is it? Because I've heard that the big book is not literature approved. Meanwhile, tradition 5 in Al-Anon in italics says that we practice the 12 steps of AA ourselves. So why isn't it literature approved? You know, I started Fellows, my sponsee actually, she started our Al-Anon big book in that we have our big book meeting. She spearheaded that. And I was just so grateful because in Al-Anon, we can't use the big book. It's Al-Anon literature only. So it's, and I know, you know, I think in OA, they use the big book. Let me go deeper on this thought. Page 42. So why can't Justin speak at a meeting sharing his experience, strengths, and hope? Because he hasn't had a drink? Well, here it is. Page 42 says, quite as important was a discovery that spiritual principles would solve all my problems. Why do we need, Nikki, don't discuss food in here. This is AA. Don't discuss sex in here. It says all my problems. Don't discuss money. This is for AA and only drinkers. We would only need one room, one fellowship, in my opinion. This is my experience, strength, and hope. I'm sharing my experience, strength, and hope. And then in the forward to the second edition, I love this, and people forget about this. If you ask me, this has been the demise of another fellowship that, you know, I really craved, but I've had to take a back seat on it, because on XIX, it says there was to be the least possible organization, comma, even at our service centers. So if there's the least possible organization, and Bill W's vision for us is anyone and everyone interested in a spiritual way of life. And the third tradition, the original long form, says anyone who suffers from the disease of alcoholism. This is so radical. See, I'm not welcome in a lot of rooms. I do ask if I've been asked the same situation. A lot of people will have me speak in AA because we're supposed to share in a general way. I suffer the same way exactly that, let's say, a raging type 3 cannot take it or leave it. The real alcoholic they talk about on page 21, right? The real alcoholic. But I'm like that with my thinking, with my abuse of people, men, money. I mean, you name it. That's why I love Cocaine Anonymous. They say it doesn't matter what drug of choice, you're welcome here. Now, of course, you know, if you go to a convention, it's always nice for the newcomer to see somebody 20 years free of all mind-altering substances. I agree with that stuff. That's radical. But I've seen people free of all mind-altering substances, as I've said in the rooms, that don't put any money in the basket, that pick up on every female newcomer or male newcomer that I have next to me because they have a raging sex addiction. I had a sponsor, my Al-Anon sponsor, 30 years AA, 29 years Al-Anon. And I talk about the sex and love, and that's not, you know, we only discuss Al-Anon, Nikki. And then I said, well, what do you do with your AA sponsors when they're suffering like that? And you know what this person told me? He actually encourages he sponsors only men, of course, like, you know, this kind of weirdness, to go and get hookers. That's what he told me. I had to stop. Like, I was like, where is God's will? If they have not had intercourse or their lust is out of control, you are recommending as a sponsor to go and abuse and use a child of God? Where is that helpful page 102? Where is that page 77, God's purpose? See, this is where things get twisted, that's an outside issue, Nikki. I don't see anything outside of anything an outside issue, Justin. This is all the spiritual principles of what we need to do. My job is to be helpful and to serve God's people.
Yeah, so there's a lot there to unpack, I think. I mean, you're very clear in what you shared, but where's the solution? And what I mean by that is, where do we go from here? So you mentioned that, you know, hey, we've got Christianity, for example. We've got the Bible, and yet there's 7,000 or however many Christian denominations out there that go back to the same book. In recovery, there's who knows how many anonymous and anon fellowships that all trace themselves back to the big book here. Is there a solution? Is there a way to get back to the core of things, in your opinion, in your experience?
Yes, there is a solution. And it's in, oh, here it is. Let's go here, page 25. Yes, there is a solution. And it says, almost none of us like the self-searching, the leveling of our pride, the confession of shortcomings. I mean, these are the things I have to do. So what's the solution? Is what does the book say? Page 45. Let's go there real quick. See, this is the book. This is the book that we all use if you're in a 12-step program. I know NA, let's go to Narcotics Anonymous. They wrote their different book. If that works for you, I'm not knocking other fellowships. Go. We have no monopoly on God, is what the book says. But I want to go to page 445. Well, that's exactly what this book is about. Its main object is to enable you, Nikki and Justin, to find a power greater than yourself, which will solve your problems. That means that's the first 100, Bill W. and his friends, have written a book, which means they believe to be spiritual as well as moral. This is a moral book. Because I didn't have any morals when I came in here, Justin. I'm real sick spiritually. And it means, of course, that we are going to talk about God. Now, if you roll to page, I think it's page 95. And that's why I say, let me think. Yeah, it's page 95 here. Let me get there. It says clearly, if this person can do the job in some other way or prefer some other spiritual approach, that's what I had to do. My group would not let me use the big book. So I was encouraged to follow my own conscience. See, we have no monopoly on God. We merely have an approach that worked with us. And let it go at that. But on page 164, and this came true for me, and God keeps doing it. I had the fellowship I craved with spiritual gangsters. You know, that was my sponsee, Yael. She created it for me. If you've ever heard of like spiritual gangsters, this is a little online WhatsApp community recovery resource. It started out with me and my three sponsees, and it's grown into, as you know, 4,000 people. And from that, it became very organized and things started going on. Some schisms started happening. So what did I do? Well, it says God will constantly, on page 164, God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. And if you go back, it says, that's this power, the spiritual principles will show you how to create the fellowship you crave. See, God showed me how. So then what happened? Out of my spiritual gangsters, noodle with Nikki. Because when we started Spiritual Gangsters, it was supposed to be only big book talk. Now you get 4,000 people in the room and people start posting Brené Brown or Anthony Robbins or, you know, all these different things. And those are great tools, but I need an undiluted big book message because I'm going to kill myself and I'm going to kill my lover. See, this is where I go. I go to murder and homicide, and I'm not joking. It gets really dark for me and my addiction, Justin. It gets really scary and dark. This is not she's crazy and insane. No, this is a woman who suffers from a spiritual malady who gets a daily reprieve. And so when things weren't going right in my original fellowship that I craved, God showed me how to create Noodle with Nikki. And then what happened? You got thrown into my life. God provided everything I need if I keep close to him and perform his work well, says page 63. If I take a sincere position, this is so individual too. I know it's a group thing. There's no me, it's we, but I have a one-on-one relationship with the creator of the universe who will provide for me what I need if I keep close and perform this work well. It doesn't say perfect. So, you know, Justin, this is what's cool about this program too. If you're not happy with how do you think CA was born? Someone had a resentment against AA. You can't talk about cocaine in here. Well, let me start CA. You can't talk about heroin. Well, let's go over to Narcotics Anonymous. You can't talk about sex and love. We need a book. Oh, and then from Sex and Love Anonymous, there's actually a essay book, a Sex Anonymous book, which is a green book. And I mean, it just goes nuts. And if you ask me, those are watered down the other books. I'm sorry. I've looked at many of them, including Al-Anon. You know, rarely I see higher power a lot in Al-Anon. I don't see God. And my big book talks clearly about God. And if you're listening out there and you're like, God, Nikki's talking about all these things, it's like, hey, grow or die, God. You don't like, you know, they say group of drunks, that's not strong enough. Grow or die. How about goodness over defects? And that is the spiritual principles in this program, Justin. It's so radical. So if you're not happy in your home group, or you have a closed meeting that doesn't allow people in, what page is that on? And if you're in a meeting and, you know, go to the business meeting and, you know, raise your concerns. But long story short, if you're not happy, do what I did. Follow the exact instructions of a 12-step program, and God will show you how to create the fellowship you crave.
Love it. Thank you, Nikki, for that great invite. And once again, it's just reinforced to me over and over. And this is obviously something that needs to be hammered into my brain, that this program is not about stopping the acting out, the drinking, the drugging, the whatever the thinking, that it's not about that. It's about connection with a power greater than self and becoming an agent of that power greater than myself and getting out and being about that power's business. Thank you, Nikki, for opening that up and driving that in even deeper in my own life and I'm assuming in the lives of others. Remember, there is one that has all power. That one is God. May you find God now. We'll see you all here soon again. Thank you.